Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. During our recent quiet day, we were reflecting on the meaning of faith. And as part of this reflection, I told a story about a woman who displayed for me a life of faith. And I thought it appropriate to tell it again today. I hadn't known Dorothy long when she was diagnosed with an advanced form of MS. And during the months that followed, she and many others prayed for healing. But the MS kept advancing. One day, Dorothy attended a prayer service in our local church, where the people gathered and prayed for her. And after the service, Dorothy walked up to me and proclaimed that she had been healed. Now, she must have seen the look of surprise on my face, because she went on to explain. She told me that she had been healed, but not in the way we might expect. Dorothy had had a personal experience of the presence of the love of God that day, and she began to see how God had a calling in her life. And Dorothy, in the years to come, was an example to others that God's calling is not limited to those who are healthy, to those who seem to have it all together. Now, she was someone who modeled a life of faith. Dorothy's life was not over because of MS. In many ways, she was given a new life, a new calling to bring God's wholeness to others. And she displayed how God is sometimes especially present in our weakness, that the people we think are in need are often the ones who give the most. Dorothy helped me to see that areas where we might feel insecure or unworthy might be the very things that encourage others in their faith. For we all need encouragement in our faith. Sometimes we struggle to believe. We thirst for a depth of faith full of new life. And this leads us to ask many questions. What do we mean by faith? Where does our faith come from? How do we know if we have enough faith? Now, these questions are all important, and they are addressed in today's reading in the letter to the Hebrews. Faith is an assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Now, this poetic verse gives a beautiful picture of faith. Faith is the underlying reality of our future hope. And faith does not rely on what we understand, on what we see, or what we experience. The author of Hebrews gives us snapshots of people of faith throughout history. And from Abraham, we catch a glimpse of what it means to follow God into the unknown, to things unseen. Abraham believes and trusts in God, even when it seems impossible. And his faith is founded in God's abiding love, in his gift of everlasting friendship. Now, the other day, Father Ralph and I attended the wedding of our new pastoral assistant, Catherine, and her husband, Andrew. And it was a lovely ceremony. Catherine looked beautiful, and they were both overjoyed with new beginnings. And as they made their vows and promises to God and to each other, they were a picture of faith founded in relationship. As they promised to love till death us do part, they were entering into a life of faith, living in the hope of shared love and commitment. And this is a message we see in today's parable. Behind the difficult imagery of slaves and masters, we see how Jesus comes to bring us into relationship with God. And he does this by becoming a servant, by becoming a slave who has come not to be served, but to serve. And Jesus calls us to do the same. And as we awaken our faith in the love of God, we will be free to live a generous life of faith. Now, we all, I'm sure, have examples of people of faith who have meant much to us and who have encouraged us in our faith. And sometimes these people might surprise us. And I have one such person in my life. David was a man of about 60 when I met him and had lived in a care home for people with learning difficulties for most of his life. And for at least 50 of those years, he carried with him a camera, taking photos and compiling many photo albums. Now, these photo albums, full of David's life memories, meant a great deal to him. And as you will see, they also conjured up for him some worry and concern. Now, David had been attending our church in California for some time, and he enjoyed the service and liked talking to people afterwards over coffee. And one Sunday, he had a very particular question. I overheard him ask someone, "When I die and go to heaven, will God let me take my photo albums with me?" Now, the man that he asked thought hastily, "Well, no, I don't think so. You won't need photo albums in heaven. You will be so happy praising God that you won't need your photo albums at all." Now, David wasn't too satisfied with this answer, so he went on to someone else. He asked a woman, "When I die and go to heaven, will God let me take my photo albums with me?" And the woman thought a moment and said, "Well, why not? God is a God of miracles. You never know. He might allow you to take all of your photo albums with you." But this, too, made David a bit uneasy. He didn't quite believe what the woman was saying. Now, David went on to ask several other people that morning, and I was watching from a distance, a bit afraid that very soon he would come to me and ask me the same question. And he did. He asked me, "When I die and go to heaven, will God let me bring my photo albums with me?" And I thought for a moment, unsure of what to say to him. And I asked him, "David, do you know that God loves you?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Do you know that because God loves you, that he will give you everything that you need?" And he answered, "Yes." So I said, "Because God loves you, if you need your photo albums in heaven, then he will give them to you." Now, this answer did seem to satisfy David, not because it was a definite answer to his question, but because it pointed him to the love and care of God in his life. Because this is where all of our questions of faith eventually lead us. And it is often the unexpected people like David that point us to an answer to the mystery of God's great love for us. For this is what faith is all about. Amen.